Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah also will teach us what the stories that we find in Bereishis are coming to inform us of. And also, just like the first Mishnah began with Asorah Mamoris, the number 10, so too this Mishnah is included in discussing the number 10. Begins the Mishnah, Asorah Doris me Adam ad Noach. There were 10 generations from Adam until Noach. Who were these 10 generations? Adam, Shes, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Yered, Chanoich, Mesushalach, Lemech, and Noach, for a total of 10. And the question that the Mishnah is discussing is, why was it necessary to list all these 10 generations when nothing is spoken about many of these, and yet the Torah counted them? The answer is, lohidia, to notify us, to inform us, kama erech apayim lufanov, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is marich af, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits to let out his anger. He waits third generation, fifth generation, seventh, eighth, ninth, generation after generation, as the Mishnah continues. Shekol adoris hayu machisin uboyin. Each subsequent generation was increasingly angering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were getting worse and worse. They were sinking into the abyss of sin and corruption and immorality. As the Rambam teaches us in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zorah, that they were katz benetiyos, they cut off the branches, they gave respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's messengers in the world, the sun and the moon and the planets and the stars, but then, instead of realizing that these are messengers from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they cut off the branches from the tree itself, and they began worshiping the messengers. They began worshiping the sun and the moon and the constellations. And then, when they were separated from the tree, when they were separated, lahavdil, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they sunk into sin and immorality. And as a result, Ad Shehevi Aleim Esmei Amabel, finally, after 10 generations in the door of Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the punishment against all of civilization, and that was the waters of the Mabel. There is another Girsa. Instead of Hoyu Machisen Uboyin, the Girsa is Hoyu Machisen Lefonov. They were angering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on this, we have a pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Vav, pasuk Hey, Vayar Hashem ki robo ro'aso adam ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw how much evil there was from mankind in the world. So this was sinning in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when the world did not take the opportunity of doing tshuva during these 10 generations, finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Mabul. Continues the Mishnah with another in the series of number 10, and again explaining why the Torah lists 10 generations from Noach until Avram. Says the Mishnah, Asorah Doris min Noach ad Avram. Just like there were 10 generations from Adam till Noach, there were 10 generations from Noach until Avram. What was the purpose of listing this in the Torah? Lahodia. The Torah counted them to notify us, to inform, kamo erech apayim lefanov, how much mercy HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, that he was marich af, he didn't get angry and punish the world right away, but rather, shekol adoris hayam achis nuboin, all the generations from Noach till Avram were increasingly angering HaKadosh Baruch Hu more and more. They forgot the lesson of the Mabul. But here, instead of punishing mankind, there was one individual who made a difference. Ad Shebo Avraham, until Avraham Avinu came, the Kibel Olav Schar Kulam, and he was able to receive the reward of the rest of mankind. Again, there is a girsa here, instead of Machis Nuboin, there is a girsa Hoyu Machisin Lefonov. They angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of Hashem. And on this we have a pasuk in Yeshua, Perichov Dalet, pasuk Beis, Be'ever Anor Yoshua Visechem Eolam, Vayavdu Elohim Acherim. In the other side of the Yarden, of the river Jordan, your ancestors dwelled, and they served other gods. And this was sinning in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until Avraham Avinu came, and he received the reward for all of them. What is the meaning of these words, V'kibel olav schar kulam? And here we have several pshatim. Rashi learns, schar shehoya roy lekulam, ilu hoya chozrim b'tshuva. Had the rest of mankind done tshuva, then this schar would have been theirs. But since they did not do tshuva, all of their potential reward was given to Avraham Avinu. The Machzor Vitri learns a pshat diametrically opposed to Rashi, and he is of the opinion that, in fact, Avraham was successful in bringing monotheism to the entire world. As we find, the Pasuk says in Bereishis Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Hei, Ve'es ha-nefesh asher osu b'choron, when Avraham Avinu, who was born 1948 years from Bria Sa'olam, when he was 52 years old, that is when the Pasuk says that he made souls in Choron. And Chazal darshan this Pasuk, Melamed, Sha'avram oyu megayres ha'anoshim, v'sora hoysa megayres es ha'anoshim. Avram made Gerim of the men, and Sora made Gioris of the women. So Avram, in fact, according to the Machzor Vitri, was successful in bringing back the world. And this was the Ratzon of Hashem. Hashem does not want the death of Rishoyim. Rather, he wants that they should come back, be Chozer, be Tshuva. And Avram and Sora together were successful in bringing their generation back. And therefore, since it was through Avram's actions that the rest of mankind returned in tshuva, therefore Avram received the schar of all of them. I have a slight question here. We mentioned earlier in the Shiurim on Pirkei Avos the thought of my Rebbe, Rav David Kronglass Zatzal, the Mashgiach in Yeshivas Neri Yisrael in Baltimore, who said that there are two ways that one can be ma'asa es chaveroi, cause his friend to do a mitzvah. One is to remind a friend, for example, don't forget to bench, and the friend wants to bench, and he's very happy that you reminded him or her that they should bench. And there's another type of ma'asa es chaveroi, causing your friend to do a mitzvah, and that is convincing your friend who doesn't want to do the mitzvah. Making a person about tshuva, you're convincing them. The difference is that if you remind a friend who wants to do the mitzvah, then you only get equal schar. If you cause a person to do a mitzvah, then Rav David Kronglass has proofs from Psukim, from Gemaras, that you get kol ha-ma'ases chaver l'dvar mitzvah ki'ilu aso. That's one way. That's if you remind. But then we have gadol ha-ma'aseh yoyser min oisev. I cause you by spending time, by convincing you, by putting effort into making you change and wanting to do mitzvahs and doing the mitzvahs, then I even get more schar than you do. If so, we would think that here where Avram and Sarah convinced the rest of the world and put in tremendous energy into making the rest of mankind into Bali Tshuva, then he should not have just received Kibel Olav Schar Kulam. He got equal schar. They got schar for doing the mitzvahs, and Avram got equal. According to the approach of Rav David Kronglass Zatzal, it should have said, V'kibel olav schar yoyser mikulam, because gadol hama'asa yoyser min oisa. This is a ha'ara. Finally, we have the pshat of the Tveris Yisrael, who learns that Avram Avinu received the schar that all of them had a potential to receive, and these were all gifts that Hashem really had in mind for the entire world. But since the rest of the world rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved these presents just for Avram and his descendants. And what were these presents? To be makariv the whole world under Kanfei HaShchina, the wings of the Shechina, to reveal himself to mankind, and to forge a covenant with mankind, a bris, to give their children Hashem's Torah, to make miracles, nisim v'nefloys, and to be mashpia on them, prophecy, nevuah. According to the Tveris Yisrael, all of these special gifts belong to all of mankind. But since they rejected Hashem, these matanos were saved for Avram and his descendants. And that's the pshat, according to the Tveris Yisrael, of what it means, v'kibel olav, schar kulam. Avram and his descendants received the presents that were really available to the rest of mankind had they chosen to follow the way of Hashem and his Torah and mitzvahs. Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah, once again, uses the number 10 and explains to us Sipurim from Sefer Bereishis. Begins the Mishnah, Asora Nisyonis Nisnasa Avram Avinu Olav HaShalom. There were 10 tests which Avram was tested by Hashem. Notice that Avram here, as opposed to the last Mishnah, is referred to as Avram Avinu. In the last Mishnah, he was just known as Avram. And we'll explain soon two approaches why Avram is called here Avram Avinu, Avram our father of blessed memory. And he was able to pass all 10 tests, as Rashi tells us, Shaloi Hoya Mahar Acher Midos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did not question what Hashem was doing to him during these 10 tests. Now, there is a Machloikas Rishonim exactly what the 10 tests were. The Rambam says the 10 tests are, number 1, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, number 2, Vayhi Rov Bo'artz, there was a hunger. Number 3, when Sora was taken away to the house of Paroi. Number 4, when Avram fought with the 4 kings. Number 5, when he took Hagar as a wife after he gave up hope of having a child from Sora. Number 6, the mitzvah of Milah that he was commanded in his old age. Number 7, when Sora was taken to the house of Avimelech. Number 8, when he had to send Hagar away from his house. Number 9, when he had to distance himself from his son Yishmael. And number 10, Akedas Yitzchak. The Bartanur, the Rav here, changes some of the Asur Nisyonis. For example, the first of the Asur Nisyonis, according to the Rav, is that Nimrod threw Avram Avinu into the oven of fire, the Kifshon Ha'esh. Why doesn't the Rambam count that as one of the 10 Nisyonis? Because the Rambam only counts those Nisyonis that we have a pasuk clearly stating them in the Torah. The story of the Kifshon Ha'esh is a medrash, it's Torah Shebal Peh, and the Rambam was only counting the Asura Nisyonis that we find explicitly in Torah Shebiksav. Why is Avram called Avram Avinu in this Mishnah? So the Tosfos Yontif says that this shows that we too, the descendants of Avram, being that he is our father, we have a connection to the Asura Nisyonis. And the Tosfos Yontif explains that since Avram passed all the 10 tests, we are going to get schus, we will have a privilege and merit in the schus of our forefather Avram passing these 10 tests. I believe it is the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who says a different thought, that Avram was our father concerning the Asura Nisyonis because he implanted in the genes of a Jew, he implanted within the fabric of Klal Yisrael, that we can be Omed B'Nisoyon, that we are able to pass severe tests, as we have shown time and time again through the millennia, through our history. The Mishnah continues to say, why, in fact, was Avram tested with these 10 tests? What is the Torah trying to teach us with this? L'hidia, to inform us, kamachi basar shel Avram Avinu olav shalom, how loved was Hashem to Avram. The simple pshat is, how much Avram loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was ready to go through the most difficult tests in order to be Mekadesh Shem Hashem. However, the Meiri learns just the opposite. Lohidia kama chibashi shel Avram Avinu olav shalom, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avram, that he was the right one to give these 10 tests to? Because he knows, as the Pasuk tells us in Bereishis, Perek Yutches, Pasuk Yutches, Ki Yedativ, I love Avram. Why? Because I know, Leman Asher Yitzaves Bonaves Beisoy Achrov, Vishamru Derech Hashem Lashtoy Stoko Mishpat. I know that he will command his children and his house after him to follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do righteousness and justice. And that's why I love him. He is the one that will be the semel, the role model for the entire world of how someone fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how someone is complete in his midos, in his character traits. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Avram so much, that he found Avram the worthy person to be tested, knowing that Avram would pass all those tests because of his belief, his emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in his Yiras Shamayim. We find a interesting Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Tes Amid Beis, on the Pasuk when Avram was commanded with the 10th test according to the Rambam. Vayoymer kachno es binchas yichitcha. Chazal say, Amar Reb Shimon Bar Abba, Ein Noel Loshem Bakasha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, please, Avram, take Yitzchak for the Akedah, he was pleading with him. Moshel Melech Basar Adam, this is a moshel to a king of flesh and blood. She'omdu Alav Melchomis Harbor, he had many battles, many wars. V'hoyoloi Gibor Echad V'notzchan, he had one trusted general who was able to win each battle. Li'yamim Omdu Alav Melchoma Chazaka. One day he was faced with a very severe battle, a difficult battle. Omar Loi, so the king said to his trusted general, Bibakoshim Imcho, I beg of you, Amod Liba Mochamazu, please stick with me in this last battle, Shalo Yoimru, that people should not say, Rishoina Ein Be Mamish. The first battles, those were nothing. Those were easy battles. But when it came to the tough battle, he was afraid. He did not join the king in the battle. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Avram, Nisisicha Bekamen Nisyonis, I tested you, said Hashem to Avram, with many tests, V'amadat HaBekulon, you passed 9 tests, but Achshav now, Amod Liben Nisyon Zeh, stand with me in this last, final, hard test to kill your son, Yitzchak Shelo Yoimru, Ein Mamish Bereshayim, so that our enemies will not say, the first Nisyonis were nothing, they were easy, and when it came to the hard test, there Avram failed, he would not be able to pass the test. And the question that Rav Shimon Schwab in his classic Sefer Mayim Beis HaSheva brings is, how could anyone say that even if Avram failed the 10th test, that the first 9 were Ein Bam Mamish? We're talking about, as we mentioned, from the Rav, the Bartanura, the Nisoyan of being thrown into a fiery furnace, the hunger in Eretz Yisrael, Sora being taken to Paroi, to Avimelech, etc., etc. They were 9 formidable tests. How could anyone dare to say, have the chutzpah to say, Ein Mamish Bereshayim? Says Rav Shimon Schwab, as itself, we see from here that as long as Avram only had those 9 tests with himself, it did not involve his child, then it's no proof that there is mamish to those tests. It was only the 10th test when his son Yitzhak, who at that time was 37 years old, Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav, they went together to the Akedah, where we saw that Avram was able to give over his passion for Yiddishkeit, his belief in Hashem, his Yiras Shemayim, to his son as well. And his son is following in his footsteps and willingly at the age of 37 going to the Akedah, knowing that his father is about to execute him, and he's ready to do it because that's the Tzivui of Hashem, the command of Hashem, then that indicates that there is mamish, that all the first 9 were also substantive because Avram was able to give it over to his child. But had his child not taken it over, then one could argue there was really no substance in the first 9 if you're not able to give it over to the 10th. And this is the pshat of Rav Shimon Schwab. I wanted to add that we find in the Rashi, at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes, that the name of Yitzchak is associated with 4 items connected with the life of Avram and Yitzchak. The Yud is for the 10 Nisyonis. The Tzadik is how old his mother was when Yitzchak was born. Sarah was 90 years old. The Ches are the 8 days of Mila when Yitzchak had his Bris Mila. And the Kuf is the age of his father Avram, who was 100 years old when he had Yitzchak as a child. And the question is, why is Yitzchak called Yitzchak? Because the Yud is for the Asura Nisyonis, but Yitzchak only had a connection with the 10th Nisyon, with the Akedah. He had no connection with the first 9. His name should have been Etzchak. His name should have started with an Aleph, the one mitzvah, the one Nisoyan that Yitzchak had an association with, and that was the Akedah. But according to Rav Schwab, I was thinking that we could say that, no, it's Yitzchak, it's the Asura Nisyonis, because the 10th Nisoyan that Yitzchak passed along with his father Avram demonstrated, as Rav Schwab says, that Yesh Mamish Berishayim, that the first 9 have validity. They're substantive because Avram is able to pass that over to his son. So the 10th one is not just one Nisoyan. The 10th one validates the first 9. And Mimela, the 10th one encompasses within the Nisoyan of the Akedah all the other 9, and therefore it's fitting that Yitzchak's name has a Yud for all of the 10 Nisyonis. We are only certain that we're able to pass the test if we're able to impassionately give over our Yahadus to our children. That is the message of Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav. That is the message of the Asura Nisyonis that Avram and Yitzchak together passed.